Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I've been, moving a little weight.
Everybody looks incredible. Well,
I don't.
Almost everybody.
Yeah. Passing grade.
Looks the best they've ever looked since I've known them, and it makes me kind of jealous and happy. You look great. I like the two buttons unbuttoned, a little bit of sexy chest hair. You're giving me a lot
right now.
It's making me
giving him a lot.
Well, you know, I've always been attracted to you too.
Yeah. So I mean, it's making me question some decisions. I'm gonna have to text my wife. I did not know how important genes, like genetics, were until I stopped playing, or how impactful it was. Like, I was of the belief that I was a supreme athlete in large part because I worked really hard, and like my body was great because I worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped playing and now I work out like once a month. I look phenomenal. It was me and MJ crying and getting drunk in his bus.
What does a Michael Jordan drink on his bus?
I don't know. Something expensive.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
This is the least f***ing professional operation in the world. Who's the walk? I mean, not only do I wait half an hour to take, but what is the water handoff right at the last possible second?
It was sitting in front of me, and I thought, I was like, it has to be Dominique's. No one else comes in with this ostentatious water.
Whose water was it?
It's mine.
What do you do? Do you go into a zen, like... I'm so close today to stroking out.
Do not.
Don't. But I mean, you just like la la la. Especially when there's any outlier to the show, you go into a trance of some kind. You and Pony. Strangers are here.
We shall be polite. We have guests.
We'll get to our guest in a second.
Yes,
welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brooke, and now, but smart ass comment, because that'll always be there. That never leaves. Thank you, Rob. Anyway, from Brookville, Maryland, Lincoln, California, Ashland, Virginia, Port Clinton, Ohio, St. Lucia in the West Indies, and go, Madagascar. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're happy to announce that we had a little game yesterday to get the new platform up for the show. We're not only going to be streaming on Facebook Live and also YouTube, but we have neglected TikTok. And when we came in yesterday, we had 813 followers on TikTok, and we needed to get to, if I'm wrong, Oscar, correct me, we needed to get to 1,000.
1,000 followers to stream live on TikTok.
And so we had a little radio TikTok-a-thon yesterday, and we weren't able to pull it by the end of the show because most people listen to the show after we record it. But I'm happy to say that as I actually wanted to see it grab the 1,000 followers by last night after we taped the show, but we had to wait overnight till this morning, and we got it. So the show will now be... All I know is that we achieved that very quickly. We're happy. Yes. We wanted to take care of that housekeeping. And then a text message came out from Slacker number two.
Not Slacker. Who, team member.
Team member Pony. Team member. After we had gotten the followers, which was something like, well, I have to run and I have to. It's a text that I start to read it and my brain starts to throb because I'm looking at this text and it's just... It's so negative in just its very concept. And then Oscar chimes in with, try to be positive and share with the group that is positive. So are we going to stream live on TikTok or not?
We are. The root of communication with any team is, even when it's bad news, you want to give solutions and not problems. I say, let's be solution sisters. And not give give problems to the team.
Solution sisters.
Yeah, and I say that here. I say it at Podville. I said we're solution sisters.
What's the opposite of a solution sister?
A Debbie Downer. Let's not be a Debbie Downer.
I feel like
it
has to be a brother. It has to be some sort of brother, in which case I was going to be offended.
I wouldn't
let
do
me,
that
Let
to
me
you.
Introduce our guest, because I don't want to just have him...
You don't want me just blacking
jumping,
in the background?
Jumping in.
I'm sorry.
Dominic Foxworth is here, and host of the Dominic Foxworth Show. Episodes every Tuesday and Thursday during the football season. ESPN and Anscape contributor. We are delighted to have you here, because I am as excited as I am ever to have you on. I don't care about football. I'd like to have you on as a panelist anytime you want to come in. So it's a thrill for me. But it happens to be the week before football, which is a busy time for you.
Yeah.
And it's a, I don't know, it feels different. It feels as though we're kind of out of the woods about COVID. Everybody's into it. I don't think I'm alone when I'm saying I'm supercharged for it. And then we will get to the football talk in a second here. But Dominique, it's great to have you on the show. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while. How have you been?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. I don't want to force us away from the fun that we're having where you berate your team. That's enjoyable for me. It's fantastic. I do.
The reason that happens, if I can interrupt you right out of the gate.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I mean, no judgment. I like. Sometimes,
I understand.
Sometimes teams need berating.
I understand. Well, our team, Oscar. I'll let Oscar explain the dynamic to you of what the four of us and the basic team of this show.
Yes.
It is Rob and Oscar, Mike and Ponyboy, our behind the scenes guy that nobody sees. And since Rob has been with me for 30 years, and
we
Rob
just did
has
a 30 for
what
30
I,
on them.
I call it producer disease. And producer disease is just anytime there's somebody that comes in that's outside of the regular routine, it just gets weird. It always has. It's like having somebody come to your house for dinner that doesn't come to your house regularly for dinner. Mm-hmm. So with that said, Pony's the same way. Am I getting the dynamic right a little bit here? That Oscar, as far as the way it works here, it's never done in television, which you've done enough television to know this.
On a regular basis.
It's a much more regular occurrence. Almost a daily occurrence. And so when guests come by, there is a system and there is a protocol. There never has been. In my entire radio career, there has never been a protocol where disc jockeys did not handle guests as though it was the first time. Every effing time. It's always the same way. And so things get a little weird. Am I wrong about that, or what?
I think, if I may, I think it's a little more than just this. It's, and Fox, when we I feel a little overmodulated. So if anybody can just run the board for a second, that'd be great.
Won't happen.
You got to do it more aggressively and angrily, I believe.
My overall thought process, and Fox, you put me onto this in the early days when you were on television. When you were just like getting on First Take and you were getting on Get Up, and you get to see him on television on a regular basis, and to see your career ascend to the level where it is today is no surprise to me because of the lack of effort you put into your career.
It's so uncomfortable.
But Fox did say something to me. He said, I used to wonder why people or really talent used to get so upset at the supporting crew. And then I've come to realize that it doesn't matter what the supporting crew or supporting cast behind the scenes does. At the end of the day, what the public sees is you on television or you on the radio with terrible audio or terrible fidelity on your camera.
And they don't really care that much.
They don't really care, but they don't really know it's not your fault.
Yeah, it reflects on you. The worst one ever, Fox.
Yeah.
The worst one ever. We're doing the Don and Mike show, and we had some contest. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think Lisa was our producer at the time. And Don and I, here's a bulletin, we're fat guys. And they had the show catered in the afternoon, and we were giving something away, and there was a massive spread. Really, I think it was a high-end steakhouse, some really
like
nice food.
Yeah.
and we had a commercial break, and they had brought the food in, and there's a line of 20 or 30 listeners getting ready to do something, win some contest, and our producer, in this frantic way, goes, "Don and Mike eat first." And it was one of the single most embarrassing moments. Here I am, you know, I'm sitting here, Jabba Fattatori, in the middle, you know, self-conscious to be, because I'm a DJ too, and I get self-conscious when we have guests in. And it was just, but it's always this, we've never done it before vibe. And
I feel that, you know, where Pony and I, we react differently. And you've called me out for years. I overcompensate, and Pony shuts down. So where we are starting in the middle, if it's like a pH balance, Pony goes to -7, and then I'm up here like +8, like vinegar. And it says, so what we need to do is we both need to remain solid at 0 to keep it normal.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, even when we get a guest on a talking head guest where it's on a monitor, it's a different story. When we have somebody come in to visit, it's we get all discombobulated.
Well, the upside is this. We're here now. We've gotten all the kinks out. Mm-hmm. We have 3 people in the control room right now helping out and giving the supporting cast what they need.
Shannon and Pony and Dan O'Brien.
Yes. So they're all there helping out. Good. So we're off and running.
You look great, by the way, Mike. All right.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I look great, but inside, not necessarily.
That's fine.
Just had the blood work come back in.
I'm sorry.
Well, did you go to the portal and find out about the...
Yeah, but he says he's going to wait 3 months, so now I have a bunch of other questions.
Oh, that sucks.
Is it diabetes?
I flagged for diabetes because I had a cortisone shot the day before I went in for my blood work.
PEDs.
And they say that raises your blood sugar, which I didn't know. Yeah. And, the only difference between the last time I got blood is I lost 30 pounds, and I'm working out 3 days a week, and I was really waiting for that wonderful number, and when it came in, I was incredulous. I didn't know why it was happening.
It's so bad when you're expecting or hoping for a good number.
Well, I don't know. And then he says, and the only thing these patient portals do when you text your doctor, to ask a question is, doctor said wait 3 months and test the blood again. Well, that wasn't enough information for me, so we'll revisit it and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I've been moving a little weight.
Everybody looks incredible. Well.
I don't.
Almost everybody.
Yeah. Passing grade.
Looks the best they've ever looked since I've known them, and it makes me kind of jealous and happy. You look great. I like the 2 buttons unbuttoned, a little bit of sexy chest hair. You're giving me a lot now. It's
giving him a lot.
I've always been attracted to you, too. Yeah. So,
it's making me question some decisions. I'm going to have to text my wife.
We had a whole show about that when I first went to this real gym.
Can't give the name.
Muscle City.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, because I can't give the real name. And Muscle City, there's a man that's in the weight room, and we did a whole show on it that I'm just not used to being around fit young people.
He was your type.
If I was so inclined, I said 1,000%. I would have thrown myself at him.
Was in the locker room or just like in the gym?
Just in the actual main gym floor with all the weight equipment.
I thought you got the full experience.
No, I never do that. No.
Were you tempted?
I don't go into a locker room ever.
Don't say the name Fox, but this is the gym Mike goes to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Down here in Florida.
Man. So
I don't go into locker rooms at all.
Yeah.
You got to go into locker rooms. You got to start going into locker rooms, especially if you see something you like. You just go
not at 63.
Go there, sit on the bench.
Mike, you don't have to change clothes. 60? You can just sort of hang out.
63 is the best time.
In my house, we refer to the locker room as the small Irish weenie room.
63 is the best age to go to locker room.
No one's judging
you.
Yeah,
that's
like the 83-year-old. Just have your bag hanging out.
Gotta floss. So, just floss your nuts with a towel and enjoy yourself, baby. Yeah.
What school are you going to?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Excuse me, sir. That's a little big for a carry-on.
I go to the local college, young man.
I can't wait till I'm in my 60s. And I can. Right now, I got to walk around and like everybody's comparing themselves to each other. Like I spent a lot of time in football locker rooms, but when I'm in my 60s.
It's a different world. Yeah. It's a different world. And
you're like
the closest I got was when I used to skate with the Washington Capitals alumni team on a Sunday night. We had a pickup game, and we would have every Sunday we'd have a pickup game, and then we'd drink some Labatt's beers in the locker room, and everybody would be in different states of undress, and it was
can you promise me that you'll go with the full locker room experience one time? Just take one shower. And
I'm not sure how big a deal it is, because
bring your loofah. Do the whole deal.
I went potty. I took a little winky tink in there. I went pee pee, and then went. But I haven't been. I haven't
stall
done the full
trough.
The whole thing grosses me out too. I like
shower.
To. I like. I'm very particular.
Need you to shower. I feel like for the sake of the show and everyone, you got to shower in there one time and come back.
You got to report
and
back.
Tell us how it goes.
Yes.
Slide in
we've
there.
Also,
hi.
Fox. We've given Mike tips on not to stare, because these days people that are working out take videos of their workout.
Oh yeah.
And he doesn't want to go viral for the guy who's staring in the background.
Yeah. Who's the lookalike? Who the guy look like? Like the guy from America's Got Talent, the guy that can make his pecs dance. What's his name?
Terry Crews. Yeah, Terry Crews.
So this guy looks like Terry Crews, and he is just ripped. And I'm staring because this is the first day, and he was doing like a shoulder press, and I'm like, and he. Well, let me. I'll see. I'll do it from the side because this is the look. The look goes something like this. And my return look was.
You're bashful. You're just admiring from afar.
Mike, are you sure that when he looked at you, you didn't point to yourself as if to say, are you looking at me? Me? And we could dance?
There's no gymming for me because both Oscar and I have similar injuries right now.
Yeah,
he's on the DL and I'm on the DL because the goddamn
back.
Oscar worse than, much worse than me.
That's what the cortisone shot was for?
Yeah, it didn't work. It did, I'm sure. How many of those did you get in your playing career? How many cortisone shots?
One.
You know what? You make me sick. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
and that was for pleasure,
really?
Right?
It was
pleasure.
Yeah.
One?
Mean, it was, yeah. It was a rough night.
I thought you guys, it was always needle.
Right? I mean,
it's North Dallas 40. I'm not sure that's exactly real life.
Well, I think that maybe it's still to get back on the field. You know what? I remember Jerry Glanville back in the day on our show talking about how did he must have come into studio because he did that thing. Well, him out there.
I think it was at a Super Bowl show.
A Super Bowl show, and he talked about that.
Yeah, when he was on Radio Row,
I
don't know.
Can I take you through the roller coaster of emotions that I just went through? You said North Dallas 40, and I have seen that movie, and it made me so happy. And then you said Jerry Glanville, and I remember Jerry Glanville used to leave tickets for Elvis, and I was still happy. And then I looked around this room and was like, God damn it. I'm culturally the same as these people. Like this, we have shared experiences. Like we're singing Sonny and Cher together. I thought I was f***ing cool.
The culture of
you're an old
of
soul.
The league is just I don't know. I mean, it's like I would think being you had a knee injury that that was severe. I would think that throughout a playing career, through college and into the pros, that it would be constant adjustments, chiropractor. But you're telling me one time? I mean, how to explain that to me? Had to be guys that were patched together to get out on the field every week.
Yeah. I used to go to chiropractor a lot, massages a lot. I was a coward when it came to drugs. So I didn't have my first drink of alcohol until I was 35. So I would stay away from the drugs as much as I could, no matter what. And so that's frankly what it boiled down to. And I was generally pretty healthy most of my career. And that was that. I sprained my ankle once in my rookie year. That was severe enough that I needed a cortisone shot. And that was it. I got one Toradol shot. Toradol is what you're thinking of, I think, when you do the shots all the time.
That's the numbing agent, right?
Yeah, pretty
is
much.
Is that the real numbing agent?
There were lots of guys who, not lots of guys, but a few guys who could not practice or play without a Toradol shot. And they would tell you how great it made them feel. And then afterwards, they would look like hell. So I got one Toradol shot, before a playoff game because I didn't feel very good and it didn't make me feel that much better. So I stayed away from it.
I would imagine that if you have the pain instantly removed, you'd probably play harder on that injury. And then when the numbness goes away, you're killing yourself. Right?
I mean, the problem, the real problem in my view is that you can't offer Toradol because it doesn't work nearly as good as crack. So I, frankly, heroin and cocaine before every game.
Yeah, but that was pretty much out of the league after Sonny retired, wasn't it?
Come on.
Ravens on three.
I have been at your home after a game.
And don't tell them about the crack stash.
No. And
the room?
And it just the whole Mike, you think we walk around like we're hurt. You're walking out of each game like you've been in multiple car accidents, right?
Yeah.
How do you recover from that?
I don't know. Prayer and heroin.
No, seriously.
When he says that, I want to say it like Owen Wilson.
Say it.
Oscar, and have to say it's Christ.
What's that movie? What's that? Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. The first Meet the Parents.
I'd have to say JC.
Yeah,
that's what gets me back out on the field.
But yeah, it is the season.
I really did not know how important genes, like genetics, were until I stopped playing, or how impactful it was. Like, I was of the belief that I was a supreme athlete in large part because I worked really hard and like my body was great because I worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped playing and now I work out like once a month. I look phenomenal.
I was gonna ask you
like that.
Genetics, you know, maybe. Like, I'm sorry if you didn't get lucky, anyone who's listening, but
professional athletics are the greatest example of genetics that anybody could ever see,
right?
With especially in the NFL, but right, baseball to a large extent too, where you've got son after son after son after son, you know, taken up in his father's footsteps and playing professional athletics, which is a minuscule percentage of people that even think about a sport get to that level. So I completely agree with you. The guys that I notice in the NFL that make the transitions, and sometimes stunning transitions, are NFL linemen, specifically offensive linemen, that just get shredded after their playing career is over because it's a different kind of body mass, isn't it, when you're talking about being a lineman in the NFL?
Yeah, I was always like one of the smaller guys on every team I played on. And so every coach I ever played with or played for in college and beyond told me to gain weight. I need to gain weight. And I tried.
I got that a lot.
Your theater arts coach told you to do that?
My theater arts coach, the line coach for the theater. But you see, the line coach was, they actually taught you your lines.
Rob, you're the funny character. You're the funny, jolly man. Please get just a little fatter. Won't you, please?
More
just
half and half?
Yeah, there you go. Have a shake.
I could never do it. And like the offensive linemen who were able to do it, a lot of my, like Jeff Saturday is a close friend of mine who is one of those guys that now looks like, if he ever played football, he was a tight end. He wasn't like a center. And I don't know like what they were eating, how they were doing it, because it's probably just as hard to like gain that much weight for certain people as it is to lose that much weight for other people.
Not for all people.
I remember Stinky, Mark Schlereth, who he transformed. I think Bostic transformed a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those guys just, it's strange to see it. But I want to get some football stuff for you, because this is, I am now, because I am a masochistic fan, and this is completely legit, I am more excited about the NFL season than I ever have been in my life. I have got my son all in, and it is simply because I am back to the 1970s with my New York Giants, where the legacy of Suckdom is so all-encompassing. They were such crap last year. They were the kind of crap where when you go from simply losing to creative losing, that is when you know your team. And as opposed to a lot of the kids that are raised in the everybody gets a trophy family where you say, oh, well, I'm out. I'm not doing it. I never do that. That makes it more of a quest. Now I'm in it, and yeah. maybe it'll happen again before I'm in the casket. So now I'm seeing, you know, all I want in the offseason is fire the coach, fire the general manager, fire the owner, fire everybody. And the Giants gave that red meat to their fan base, and it was so wonderful. Yeah. They kicked and they cleaned, except for the owner, the Irish priest owner, you know, Mara, John Mara. They cleaned everybody out. So now I have, Fox, I have been I could tell you everything about the New York Giants. Nobody else in the league. I don't even know names in the rest of the league, but I can tell you every injury, who's on the offensive line, who's coming in free agency. It's fantastic, and I am as excited. I paid attention to the draft this year. I've never been this engaged.
You are so broken.
I am one of your people now. I am one of the people that will tune into you to listen to the X's and the O's.
Well,
it's so exciting.
You'll be happy. Because the Giants are one of the teams that I picked to be better. I do not think they're going to make the playoffs.
I'm good with that, Rob. Be better.
Yeah, and I think Daniel Jones is better than people believe he is because the situation that he was in was garbage. And now it's going to be much better. Brian Daboll, the coach that I'm sure you know, was able to turn Josh Allen's career around. And now he's... Mm-hmm. quite possibly best quarterback in football, in large part because he uses athleticism to attack down the field more often than Daniel Jones ever has. So that, combined with Wink Martindale on the defense, the reason why I think Wink is in a good situation for them, they don't have the talent defensively to be good, but Wink Martindale, his answer to everything is blitz the living hell out of him.
You were not under... Wink.
No,
right? He wasn't with the Ravens until
this
later.
This is not the same guy who hosted Tic Tac Doe, is it?
No.
It's not the same name, though.
Yeah. He got the nickname because of the game show.
All right,
because
he'd be too old to be.
There's
in the
another
league.
Factoid I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know that at all. I know it now. But it's exciting.
The last thing about football, we'll get back to more interesting, fun things. But the reason why I think that Wink Martindale is good for you guys in his aggressive strategy is because it's going to create volatility. Which is, if you're not good enough to match up and beat someone man to man, then just make it a circus. And that's what he's going to do. And sometimes you're going to get an interception. Sometimes you're going to get a sack fumble. And sometimes you're going to give up an 80-yard touchdown. Get comfortable with it. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a wild ride.
Oh, I am totally, because, you know, Judge it was so dull and it was so uninspiring. And the jury is out. I'm not sure I want to agree with you wholeheartedly on Daniel Jones. We'll see. He has this way of, that's it. Even with the press conferences, the eyes, I can't do it. He's got brown eyes. I think I've got blue. That's how much I pay attention. But I will tell you that he has this death stare, zombie stare that weirds me out. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Yes. Oscar Santana, Mike, in the back right hand corner, right over there.
Thank you. Oscar Santana, big fan.
Boo.
How dare you boo me? Mike, first I must say that Fox, as you mentioned earlier, has a new podcast, The Dominique Foxworth Show.
Oh, yeah, I should promote it.
We want our listeners, our family members to subscribe, give a 5-star review, tell them the Michael Mara Show sent you
The Dominique Foxworth Show.
Yes. Available anywhere podcasts are found, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can't go wrong.
ESPN NFL YouTube channel, too.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you for the notes. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Also, not the first foray into the world of podcasting for Foxworth, because he's been on many other podcasts. Mm-hmm. We've had the Morning Roast we've discussed. This is first foray as his own show. And I wanted to know, Mike, you've done this for over 30 years. Any tips for Mr. Dominique Foxworth for having your own show?
The reason he doesn't need any tips from me is ever since Dominique has come on to this show, I know we can go a year, 6 months, it doesn't have. When he comes on the show, I always know that his preference is to just go with it. Because he loves the chaos. I know that from just brief encounters that's the fun part. The fun part, and once you know that, you don't need to know anything else because that's it. I would, you know, seek out people where there is just as much capability of talking about the quality of servers at a local Olive Garden as they are talking about X's and O's. And I am saying that as diplomatically as possible. When it comes to sports television, when it comes to sports analysis, I think you'll agree, Fox, that there is no sport, college and pro, there is no sport that is more overanalyzed than football.
Absolutely.
It's mind numbing.
Yeah.
So I have to go to basketball to find what is arguably the greatest broadcast, sports broadcast out there. And it is the pregame and the analysts for the NBA. When you know, they have found this formula there that is just the best stuff they have is when they're talking about anything but basketball. And that's what great, you know, the our friends the Junkies are the same way. They their real fun stuff is when they go off on a tangent. But you have to be ready and prepared and know what you're talking about when it comes down to the the X's and O's when it's time. When you have those moments in every city in America where everybody's talking about the game. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I wouldn't say is a tip, but it's just an offering. I think every podcast should have an identity. And I found what I thought might be a good theme song for his podcast. I know it's new, but if you like this, this was a number one hit.
Dominique et Nick and Nick s'en allaient tout simplement.
You and I, as soon as I was promoting it,
yes.
I didn't ask you for it, but it went into my mind and you found it. And that is what keeps you and I, you know, you heard me berate him, Fox, but this is why I love the man. This is why I'm really happy he didn't die.
Oh, wait a second. Here's the hook.
It's the Dominique Foxworth Show.
I mean, slap a little bit. I didn't like it at first, but it's growing on me.
Here's another verse.
Oh, yeah. The movie was The Singing Nun.
Exactly.
Right?
It was about a nun who sang, Mike.
I'm so happy that I didn't know that.
I remember sitting with the family and watching that film.
Yeah, Sister Soirée or something
and
like
Dominique
that.
And Dominica was her charge, the little boy,
yes,
that she took care of,
right? Exactly.
The sister from a terrible home life, and
yeah.
And it was
Mike,
wonderful.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, than
Oscar,
I got you.
Oscar's
babe.
Bored. Oscar wants us to move on.
I want you to, and Fox, I haven't even talked to you about this. I want you to ask Dominique about an interview that never made it to air with one Mr. Michael Jordan, if he's open to talking about it.
Oh,
really?
Like an outtake?
I was doing
recently.
No, it was a while ago. I was doing a promotion for Gatorade, a podcast series where I was interviewing all of their athletes one-on-one. And
The Secret to Victory.
Yeah, it was, and Jordan was one of them. So I went to, he was filming a commercial at his high school. So I went to his high school, and in between takes, I interviewed him while we drank in his bus, and he, like, got emotional about his parents and family. It was like an incredible experience. And then they did not have approval in his contract, so they didn't include it in the final series. I think that, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Had you met him before?
No.
You did the interview?
Nope. First time I met him.
So he talked about the tragic death of his father?
No, we didn't. We talked mostly, we were at his high school, so that was like the focus of it. So we talked mostly about him coming up, and I don't know what he was thinking. Like, I'm not going to pretend like I had like pulled some Oprah Winfrey and like pressed the right buttons, but whatever, being there, I guess.
Compelling.
Yeah. Whatever was on his mind, I think brought that up. But he was talking about sacrifices parents made and how difficult everything was at different times and how grateful he was. He got all teary-eyed. It was me and MJ crying and getting drunk in his bus. It was
what
fun. Is,
oh what does a Michael God. Jordan drink on his bus?
I don't know. Something expensive. I know, but it was brown and delicious.
So you actually got done with it. You were aware that maybe not an Oprah moment, but
but
had something
like
special.
It was a moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the suits on high come down and say you can't use it. How much does that suck?
It sucked a lot, but I mean, it was still cool. Like, I got to meet him. It was, I I do not want to talk about Michael Jordan. I want to talk about how you guys clearly see me as a threat in the podcast space because I...
Oh, you're going to make Mike cry now.
I wanted some advice, and you didn't give me advice. You blew some smoke up my ass about how I was going to be fine.
That was not blowing smoke up your ass. That is not true.
And then Robert over here just wants to make jokes with his music. I'm going to take that song, put a bass line behind it, and make it a hit and shove it in your face.
There it is. Go for it.
Tickled to
no,
do it.
My advice to you would be if you love listening to people and you work collaboratively with other people as I do, I've never worked anything other than collaboratively. And since I started this show, and I'm not talking about the radio shows, I'm not talking about anything other than this podcast, is I would tell anybody, A, if you don't mind it, work collaboratively with people. And I'm talking about on the air. Have people to bounce off of because that makes life more interesting. The people that don't do that, I don't know how they don't, bleed out in a bathtub because they're so depressed at the end of the day. If it's just one person.
Charlie Warren.
Hi, Charlie. Well, it's one thing if you're a DJ playing records.
But yeah.
The idea of doing that is just and letting ideas come from every possible direction. The best stuff that we have on this show is when we're not prepared. Gotcha. And I have a 10 sheet. I'm always very prepared to come in and do a show, but the best stuff is usually when we go down a different road that we weren't planning on. And I don't detect you have any real issue with doing that. You've been in front of a microphone for a long time in your post playing career, and you know what is going on. So the best advice to you would be try not to be so arrogant. Try not to be so arrogant.
Try. I can't help that. When you got a track record of awesomeness, it's like real hard. Yeah. Like all of a sudden,
see, there's the DB.
There's the DB
coming out. That's it.
You want me to lie to make other people comfortable? That ain't in my spirit.
There it is.
I can't carry that damn baggage. That's everyone else's problem if they can't deal with somebody who's awesome. But thank you. That's good advice.
Awesomeness.
My first couple shows were pretty good, but I feel the same way. It's too much football in my football podcast. Like I got to figure out a way to move off of that stuff and get into the more interesting things a way that won't piss off the people who pay me.
Let me ask you this. And we got to take a break here in a second, but I will ask you this. When I watch any of the big ones on Football Sunday, I don't. I just don't spend a lot of... Because the analysis just gets... It's soul-crushing to me. Yeah. It's just... when you're talking about... the best example in the world would be the NFL draft. When you've got blah, 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 about something that is just may never happen at all. So it's just all of this yammering... What if you threw on a Terry Bradshaw and a Howie Long and a Jimmy Johnson? You had them up there and just say, hey, how you doing, Jimmy? Do you go down to that boat of yours down in Miami? Anything special happen? I would take a shot in the
more
dark.
Personality?
That they'd probably up the game a little bit, but it's just blah, 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 blah. And it's all formatted. And I know at the network they do that.
Well, you could push the live
I don't have to tell you this, but I wish all these shows would be less afraid of just winging it a little bit. Being prepared to do it, but just, having other stuff come into the play. It'll never happen.
We're on the same page. I agree with you. It does happen on occasion, but not consistently enough. And the TNT show that you were referencing, the basketball show, is the best example of that. Is they're comfortable with everything and they go everywhere. But I think it takes some time to build up that credibility for people because you first have to prove to them that you're competent at it, Before, and those basketball players come with great careers, so they don't have to validate themselves. So I think it's possible to do on the football side, but it's the people we program to. I think what happens often, and I agree with you, I don't like it, but we program to the super fan, and the super fan is probably, or the gambler, or someone who cares about all the minutiae of the game is probably satisfied with that show, but you're not going to get other people My wife, who's not a big sports fan, but will watch important games, she'll stop and watch the TNT crew because they're funny as hell and having a good time.
And you also have to factor in the otherworldly level of celebrity that you know, Sir Charles and Shaquille O'Neal have. That, but you know, Shaquille O'Neal essentially on that show is a sidekick to Charles Barkley. And I urge everybody to go on YouTube and watch some of the clips when Charles Barkley will be talking about women in San Antonio. And all you hear on the other side of the set is Shaquille O'Neal going. It is just, it destroys me. It's Mike, that funny.
Mike,
it's great.
We might go a little over here, but I was listening to Bomani's podcast that you were just on this past Friday, Mike. I mean, Dominique. And it's interesting for me to see, like, who's actually listening and who's an actual fan. Like Spiewak here, Robert, as you would say, Rob Spiewak, he's recognized at King's Dominion because he's got Birkenstocks on, right? Because he's known to wear Birkenstocks.
Yes. Mike, this has happened.
Mike just went to Disney World. He'll get recognized just randomly by an individual that, you know, that knows Mike O'Mara.
He's a noted Floridian.
I've been recognized in an airport, and that'll make my decade. Where do you get recognized? You're on television and radio.
Everywhere. I mean, it's just like it's by the same people. It's not the type of celebrity that anybody is like clamoring for, but. It's always cool though, but yeah, it's the fact of the matter is ESPN is on all the time. Like no one would know my voice, but they see my face because they go to airports and barbershops and gyms. And sometimes I think 50% of the time people recognize me and know who I am. Most of the time they just point at me from across the room and say, ESPN!
Yeah.
And I respond like, yeah, you got me.
There was an old American Express ad campaign where someone would say, you're somebody. Do you get that a lot? He's like, hey, you're somebody. Who are you?
I took the kids to Six Flags a couple weeks ago before school started, and this woman told me I wasn't me, but I look like me. And I was like, and I normally, like, I'm not trying to have an interaction with these people, so I'm normally like, when someone's like, don't I know you from somewhere? I'm like, I don't know. And if they get close enough, I'll tell them. So she's like, nah, you on TV. You're on TV. And I was like, yeah, ESPN. She's like, yeah, you that guy on ESPN. And I was like, yeah, my name's Dominique Foxler. She's like, no, not that. No, you're not him. You're not him. You're not him. You just look like him. And I was like, all right, fine. And we got on a roller coaster, and that was that.
Do you ever use the phone as a prop to avoid interaction with people?
No, never, because
You never have done that?
Nah, I'm just rude. Like... I'm like incredibly nice and like I take pictures or whatever and I hang out and talk, but when it's time to go, I'm like, all right, I gotta go.
Gotta go. That's
it. Or like, I can't talk right now. I'm with the kids. Leave me alone.
Yeah. All
right.
This works.
All right. I probably would make something up, but
you're compassionate. Yeah. I'm not. Whatever.
I'd love to chat, but usually in airports it would always be on my end it would be I'd love to chat, gotta go drink.
I think the difference I just realized it is you're nice to strangers and mean to the people you love. Whereas I'm the other way around is that I am really nice to these people in here because I love them. And strangers, bleep them.
He has a lot of wisdom.
It's been good. It's a good time being here, guys. I gotta take my daughter to soccer practice starting soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please come back and visit us.
Anytime.
Sometime.
Subscribe, five stars. Yes. Thank you. Do it today. The Dominique
Would you
Foxler
come back?
Show.
Would you please come back to visit us? I'll miss your naked cruelty. All right? Thank you.
Okay. If you'll have me back, I didn't know if I ruined it.
No, you did not ruin it.
Bye, guys. Thank you all so much.
That's Dominique Foxler. It's the Dominique Foxworth Show. And there he goes. Not an ounce of body fat. Oh, God. We'll come back with the homepage and all of that. I'm mean to strangers. Oh, that's fantastic. We'll be right back.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
gets the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your-pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn time.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. That was wonderful. Great having Fox in here. It's been a long time since we've had him. This portion of our program brought to you by Freshly. Now that Labor Day has passed, it's a great time to chill and enjoy the beautiful changing weather. It's a great time to spend less time in the kitchen and spend more time having fun time with the people that you care about in their time. Now through September 17th, only, Freshly has a special Labor Day deal. You can save $150 off your first six meals, all delicious, nutritious, and delivered right to your door. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always taste dynamite. Oscar is now on a Southwest chicken bowl.
My favorite.
Is that
my
what it is?
My favorite, yes.
You like that? It's yum, yum, yummy in your tummy. Celebrate the holiday with Freshly's Labor Day special and spend less time in the kitchen this fall. I don't know what this is saying. Now through September 17th, get 150. Well, Labor Day has passed,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, but you can keep celebrating it.
Sure.
The sale continues.
Now through September 17th, get $150 off your first six meals at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $150 off at Freshly.com/TMOS. Remember, Freshly.com/TMOS for $150 off your first six orders if you order by September 17th, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Olivia Wilde. You wild.
I want to tell you.
Just wanted to make a movie. She did not want to set the tabloid world on fire, but that is what happened, and that's what she did. The rumors surrounding the production of Don't Worry, Darling are almost legendary already. Now, she's been in the news a lot with the whole Sudeikis thing.
Yes.
And now Harry Styles, and now her co-star, Chris Pine. Well, now we have what is being referred to as Spitgate. Have you heard about
that? Oh, yeah. I've seen the video.
I don't know.
Thanks to a video. I thought the video was very inconclusive, in my humble opinion, and perhaps doctored. There's a video from a screening at the Venice Film Festival where it looks like Harry Styles spits on his co-star, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
I just realized I had trouble saying
Chris
that.
Pine.
Chris Pine. Chris Pine. But Chris would like you to know that it did not happen. His rep called it, quote, a ridiculous story, complete fabrication, and the result of an online illusion that is clearly deceiving and allows for foolish speculation. You've seen it, Rob. What's your take
on it? I have. I thought there was no spit. There is something very funny, though, if you go a little deeper. Someone Photoshopped or AI'd or something where it looks like it's the same piece of film. Harry Styles comes and drops a goat on Chris Pine, and then the goat falls off him, and they call it Goatgate. And it's also not real.
Chris Pine added, nothing but respect between these two men, and any suggestion otherwise is a blatant attempt to create drama that simply does not exist.
So I was with Julia this weekend, my daughter, and she's got a certain chip in her that's just like her old man. And we were listening to the radio in Richmond, and she says, I don't like Harry Styles. Sick of him. I said, what's the matter? She said, too much.
Too much what?
Just there's too much coverage of Harry Styles. And I thought, that's not a typical 21-year-old reaction to a singing star.
Yeah, I agree with her. I'm with her.
She's smart.
She's ahead of the curve on that one. Things just got worse between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Mm. Another couple in the news. Angelina's company, Nouvelle, is suing Brad for $250 million over the French winery they bought as a couple. Yeah, if you want to avoid problems after the relationship, maybe avoid buying that winery.
Yeah. Right? Things that you don't buy as a couple. You don't buy a winery. You don't buy an island.
Homes.
You don't buy a town. Remember that Roseanne and Tom Arnold, and also Roseanne and Tom Arnold bought a town.
Yep. That's right.
The
nothing
word
good can come
post-nuptial.
Of it.
Post-nuptial.
Post-nuptial.
Nouvelle claims that Brad and his associates launched a campaign to seize control of the winery in order to ensure that Angelina would never see a dime from its profits, and he did it to get back at her over their divorce and custody battles. Nouvelle also claims that Brad offered to buy Angelina's stake, but the deal included a hush clause that would prevent her from discussing the circumstances that led to their divorce.
Where was the winery?
Let's see. I don't know where. It doesn't say where
it is. It is French, though, right?
I don't care about Angelina and Brad there, so who cares what happens? I do care about this story.
Yes. Okay.
What was that? I heard something at the end. AC/DC singer Brian Johnson will detail his wild life and career. Love to see you get this guy on the show. In his upcoming memoir, The Lives of Brian, which will hit shelves on October 25th. I'm not a big turbo AC/DC fan, but I would love to just talk to this guy on this career that that just took off after the other guy passed away. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. The book is available for pre-order. It tells of one of the best-known and most fortuitous stories in rock and roll. The English-born Johnson scrapped for years in the band Geordi, scoring a few modest UK chart hits, but always finding major success just out of reach. Following the death of AC/DC singer Bon Scott, the Australian Rockers invited Johnson to audition. He landed the gig and made his AC/DC debut with Back in Black. You know, everybody knows that. That became one.
And oh, dirty deeds, and they didn't do it cheap. Oh, Dominic Foxworth.
I hope he doesn't talk like that in real life.
Anyway, it's a great story, and he's got a book coming out. So,
Mike, here are the lyrics in English to Dominique. Dominique, Nick goes along very simply, traveling in poverty and singing on every road and every place. He just talks about the Lord. In the age when John Lackland was the King of England, our father Dominic's fought the...
Okay, that was interesting. Let's move on.
Probably not worth it at this point. Jesus Christ.
Jump on, Oscar. How'd it feel?
Let's try this, guys. Tell your wife a bad joke and see if she laughs anyway.
She won't.
And if she does, thank her for it, because it's part of the delicate fabric that's been holding your relationship together. A new study found men tend to be happier in relationships if they think they're the funny one. Researchers talked to 150 couples who'd been together an average of 7 years and asked how happy they were. They also asked about the role that humor plays in their relationship, things like how often they joke around and how funny they think the other person is. I have to say, especially after the divorce show yesterday, that my wife and I, probably more than anything else, we laugh together almost on a daily basis. And I'm talking about out loud. I got it right before I came in here to do the show today. The study also found humor is important in general, and the average guy actually laughs at his wife's jokes just as much as she laughs at his. I know Carla makes me laugh all the time. Secretly, men think they're slightly funnier, and they hope their wife agrees. I think my wife would say I'm funnier, and I think I am, and that's nothing wrong with that.
Carrie's
do you guys
not
joke with your wife?
She's not returning my calls right now. So
yes, Shannon's funny, but not as funny as I am.
Shannon is funny, though. Shannon makes me laugh.
She's funny.
In a minuscule amount of time that I see her and interact with her. So, and yeah. I know Carrie. We all know Carrie's hysterically funny,
she's very
too.
Funny, but I am funnier.
Thank you.
I'm also funnier than Oscar.
You are.
There we go.
If you just stay alive, it'll be even better.
I have for six
whole
months.
You deserve the Academy Award today. As much as I'd love to be consistent and share the hate with you all day on the show, I can't do it when you pulled that Dominique thing. Because that,
Mike, here's the wild thing. I pulled it at 6 o'clock this morning.
There
I
you
knew
go.
It was going to come in handy.
I think that's forever and ever when he's on the show. That we will play him in with that music.
Oh, and
from
he'll
now on.
Like that.
Someone on Instagram posted a video of how to deep clean your toilet seat. Never heard of this before, but I must tell you, I am intrigued. Just unscrew it from the bowl and pop it in your dishwasher.
Oh, no.
Most people who've commented seem to think it's gross, but a small sliver of the internet thinks it's brilliant. The main pros are every nook and cranny gets clean, especially if your dishwasher has a sanitized setting that superheats the water. The main cons are couldn't leftover poo particles end up on your dishes. In the video, they actually put it in with their dishes.
No,
you don't do that.
No.
A few people pointed out that from a bacteria standpoint, toilet seats aren't actually that gross compared to things like doorknobs or your phone. We're not sure if that's an argument for or against it. I'm for.
Well,
I would try.
Be careful because cheaper toilet seats are made of pressed wood and they'll dissolve.
Well, no, you don't put the wood ones in there. I would not do that.
No, but they have ones that are like white coated, but they're pressed wood on the inside. It would have to be solid plastic or, as mine are, Mike, brass.
The brass throne. Mine's plastic, so as to better work with my clear rear.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Sponsor we'll never have.
Don't want any rust.
I really wish we did. And now a little something something. This guy's name is Aaron Gregory. He's 40. He was arrested in late July for haphazardly driving a Walmart scooter down the aisles, running into shelves and displays, and creating a danger to other patrons by almost striking them with the scooter. I never skip a rascal scooter story, so I think I had this on the show when that happened.
Right.
When cops arrived at the Walmart in Melbourne, Florida, around 10 a.m. July 24th, he was so intoxicated that he could barely stand on his own. A search of his backpack located an open bottle of Smirnoff. I remember we had this story.
Yeah.
That's according to the arrest affidavit. Gregory was busted for driving under the influence, disorderly intoxication, and possession of an open container of alcohol, the Walmart scooter, which can approach 10 miles per hour.
Hey, that's booking.
That's just, I love that detail. is considered a motor vehicle.
Sure.
There it is.
Yeah.
Judge Aaron Peacock. Oh, please all rise for Judge Aaron Peacock, please. Thank you.
How is he dressed? Yeah.
Oh, there you are. I'm wearing my feathered boa, everybody. Judge Peacock barred Gregory from returning to the Walmart crime scene for 6 months. He can't go back for 6 months. That's enough time for Mr. Gregory to practice his scooter skills at grocery stores so he can return to Walmart for St. Patty's Day. I did it. I timed him out. He can go back to the Walmart. Sorry, I'm back. All right. 10 miles per hour, Clancy.
That's pretty fast, you know.
I know. We got to take a break. When we come back, going to find out about why our man Oscar was on the shelf and what he's been dealing with. And I guess there's a lesson about not getting on your roof. We'll find out next.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at Moore Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and Moore Industries, making the funny just for you.
Yeah. How about that when I wasn't ready to come back? Yeah.
That should be your new in cue, Mike.
George Michael. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow, way at the back of the rack for that one.
You may be wondering if right now is a good time to buy a home. Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, it's a great time to buy a home. Inventory is back to pre-pandemic levels, so it's a great chance to marry the house, but date the rates. That's right, little buddy. That means as rates change, you can lock in now to protect against higher rates. And once you're locked in, if rates go down, you can refinance your mortgage to lower your monthly payments, Jimmy. Residential lending has changed, and whether you're a first-time home buyer debating rent versus own, upsizing, downsizing, side-sizing, whatever you want to do, you need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal. With their years of customer experience and service and low-rate guarantee, these guys are the absolute best. They are our friends, and they have done all of our loans. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one mortgage company of TMOS, 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Welcome back to the show. We did not have Oscar yesterday because we didn't go into the details on yesterday's show.
Broke
but
his
Oscar.
Back.
Oscar shares with me a balky back, and I know that it has sidelined you before, And it's, how are you, first of all, how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm in extreme pain, Mr. O'Mara. Okay. But look, I think my, I know for a fact, my back got much worse after that accident in Vegas, right?
Right.
And
car accident.
Yeah. But I don't know, maybe youth. Life and as you're naive, you're like, oh, I'll just bounce back, no big deal, we'll do the best we can. And what's wild, newsflash to the world, is that's not how it happens. Like when you get injured, you get injured, right?
Yeah.
And for some time, whether it was rolling through the pandemic, moving equipment around, and I would always stay away from doing anything that would be, what's the best way
strenuous?
To put it? Strenuous, because I knew my back wasn't where it should be.
Taxing your back.
This past weekend, we finally got someone from Comcast to come out on a Saturday morning. And for further background, our up-down speed at our house in Georgetown was roughly 2 up and 30 down, which for anybody that has any type
Are you kidding me?
It's been like that for the past 3 years, yes.
It's a very old house. That's a sort of a colonial internet.
Which is actually debilitating. How are you supposed to even do any work?
It's like living in South Korea, huh? No, I'm sorry.
What? And you should have a comparison, because what do you have at home right now, Mike?
Oh, I would be 100 up, and I think 550 down.
Correct. So here at work, we pay thousands of dollars a month.
I like that he said correct. Mike, congratulations. You got it right.
Well, no, I know, because we've gone back and forth about it many times to make sure he can do his job at this level.
Exactly.
At a very high level. At work here, we have a fiber line to the switch, which is 1,500 like gigabit speeds.
Right.
1,500 down and 1,500 up.
Top of the line.
So you could do what you need. This is television quality speeds.
No expense was
717 megs downloads.
Yeah, speed. Beautiful. So
35 up.
Which is good enough for government work. We
absolutely
can get this done.
I think it's fantastic.
Stop it.
No, I'm sorry. I did that.
You know what? That's not funny to those in the room.
I understand how that works, Bruce.
So,
thank you, Bruce.
Saturday comes around. We went a month roughly without any internet whatsoever. Any appointment, and God bless all the Comcast and Fios workers out there. I know you're shorthanded and you're not getting paid enough. So, we'll take what we can get. This past Saturday comes around 8 in the morning, 8 to 10 window. Guy arrives at 8 o'clock. When you're on time for that type of window, you've already earned my respect.
That's fantastic.
You've already earned.
And especially
nothing like
if
the early side of the window. Yeah, I love that.
You love the early side of the window.
Right.
Shows
fantastic.
Up and he says, what seems to be the problem? And I said, I'm going to run a speed test for you. This just, I know this is an old neighborhood, but I would like to at least get 50 down and maybe 5 up, because I'm banking we're like in Maine, old school Maine. They can't dig new trenches. They can't lay new line. It just is what it is.
I got turbo speed up in Maine now.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I have for the last 2 years.
Everybody's telling me that everywhere else is great.
Just another great thing about this house, Oscar.
Yes, they yeah, they
excuse me.
They say
I think like a French fry came up. Yeah.
Get any on you?
Yes. They say
internet.
Damn! Wow. I'm sorry. That just sidetracked.
An
me
actual
right.
emergency has been invoked. Has been invoked, but the weather in Pakistan, extreme weather, is alarming.
The poor lady who had a stroke. The gentleman says, "Okay, let's look at every connection to your line." I said, "Fine." I said, "Look, just so you know, there's one on the roof." But that shouldn't affect us because it's been on the roof since I've moved in. I've seen it once.
Now, when you say that, why do you have a connection up on the roof?
Because whatever genius first ran the cable to our home
came in from the street to your roof.
Came in to the roof from the street.
Off of a telephone pole.
Off a telephone pole.
Yeah. I know old houses. Yes. So I think
and then
I get this.
It cascades down to my yard and into my house and to my neighbor's house. We're sharing that one cable coming in.
Mr. Douglas.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, no problem. So my guy gets involved with the box. He gets involved with the router. He said, these are tip-top. Let's go in the back. Fine. It's nothing to do with your hardware. Let's go find the connection side. And he says, before we even think about the roof, let's go floor level. He takes the cables that are going to the roof out of the mix and then goes straight to the pole from the outside of the front door of my house.
And hooks you up
hooks
there.
Me up, hooks me. He says, oh,
what do you got? What do you got?
He's flying. He's like, 500. 500 up.
A new
500
world.
Down,
a new world for your
100 up. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to buffer the hub that is porn anymore just to do what I need to do. Jesus Christ. So that being said.
Yes. Hold on. Hold that thought. Yes. I have to manage time.
The time has come when you, for my money,
when you're doing a show, when you get to the buffering porn part, You got to slow down.
That's a hook.
Take a reset.
If you got to go to 480 because you can't get to 720 because your speeds are too low, you got a problem. Yeah.
You haven't gotten on the roof yet, but I think it's coming. We'll take a break and finish this when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The latest bonus show is sparkling with lots of good, clean fun. Here's how you can keep your skin soft and supple.
He had a twisted colon up inside him thing.
Are you showering incorrectly?
F*** off, Rob. I'm drunk and I'm bathing.
The hot water burns the baby.
Yep, just making my bubbles. Thank you very much.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Oh, it's all those Northerners bringing their vapors down here.
Yeah, what was I doing in a tub with my brother?
I'm showering the blood of the non-believer.
The TMOS Bonus Show is recommended by hygiene experts to give you the laughs you need to feel fresh every day. Get a subscription and have the smell of spring at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That was somewhat painful to hear, but impressive.
Thank you. Jim Amato, if I could give you a big smooch, I would. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. It's closer than you think, and if you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the holiday season. If you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday shipping, you're already behind. Yes. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. You get access to USPS and UPS services right from your computer, and you can protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates. Up to, get this, remember, I'm not lying here, 86% off.
What?
All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. And with Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates, so you know you're getting the best deal every time. Plus, if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. Here's what I want you to do. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TMOS. We are back with Oscar's bad back and the cable man's why are you live in the city. There you go. Yes, he does. He lives in the city.
And
as
a
city dweller, you make a lot of excuses for infrastructure. You're like, okay, there are potholes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
People are getting robbed left and right. Okay, people having their cars towed. This is the latest, by the way, on Nextdoor.
It's great.
A lady's brand new Corvette around the corner from where I live right now was towed at 3 a.m. And I'm like, oh, it must have been double parked. No, it was towed by a stolen tow truck and stolen.
Yeah, Mike, the big headline on the local news this morning was rogue tow trucks. Are they after you?
Oh, my God. That is a new level of crime.
Two levels.
Nobody's going to look twice.
No.
Of course not.
At a tow truck that's hooking a car and taking it away. Yeah. Hey, there's my BMW 7 Series. I'll just whisk it away.
Must be a repo. I guess this is how they do this.
Yeah,
and then
too
gone.
Bad you couldn't make the payments.
This is the sad part. You see it on someone's next ring cam.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there it goes. And it looks like a regular tow, like not even quick and fast. It's like taking their time around the rims.
Unreal.
Well, they don't want to damage the car they're stealing.
I would, that would freak me out so totally if I was living in the city.
Rogue tow trucks.
So the guy runs it from the pole right into your house,
yes.
And you see
this is
you got the cable. So you got a C block up on your roof.
These are thank you. Yes. Yeah,
well, that's
you.
What you would get in cable parlance.
Yeah, or a cable block.
Right.
He says, we got to get to the roof. Do you have some sort of fire escape? And I said, sir, have you seen my gingerbread house? There's no fire escape.
The fire escape is a kitchen chair.
Yeah.
So you can lift your leg up to the roof.
I said, I don't think that's safe. And I haven't been up there in 5 years. So
since the cat.
Since the cat condo.
Yeah.
Winston.
Don't think what's safe? Do you have some sort of like access to your
This is the access.
Roof?
I have the cable guy. Well, first I tried to talk him out of it because I don't want to deal with it. And I don't think I'm physically fit enough to do so. So I do that. And he says, come on. He goes, you're younger than me. We can do this together. So he
wants you up on the roof.
The both of us up on the roof. But he questions my manhood when he says, you're younger than me. Like any Bolivian bloviator knows that when someone does that, then we got to go. Now we both got to go.
And so how do you access your roof? How do you get up
there? I have him. There are two tiers of my roof.
Right.
There's a little landing, and then you go to the tippy top with the ladder.
Okay.
I have him hand me the ladder from the back patio while I'm on the roof. I access the landing of the roof through the window. So I creep out of the window. He hands me the ladder. Then he comes up the stairs inside my house, gets on the landing with me, and then we position the ladder to get on the top of the roof.
Okay.
Where you become a flying, is it Walinda?
Walinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is when you have to hold on to the flashing of the house next door and hoist yourself up to the roof, thus you don't fall off the house and die. So,
hold on, if there's a ladder.
The ladder just goes up so far.
Oh, so you have to
do a human pull-up.
Jesus Christ, Oscar, this is not something anybody should try.
When someone is showing you diamonds, Mike, and you know by that 500 up, you want that speed.
The cable speed, but why can't the guy, you know, and you can just point and say it's up there, but we question your manhood, I guess.
Okay. So I got to get up there with him, right? So we get up there, and sure as S, he says, there's your problem, there's your C block. He says to me, he goes, oh, man. I said, is this like, we had to rebuild this thing? What happened? He goes, I left the piece of equipment we need on the first floor. I said, you mean the floor we just climbed up on? And I thought this was a one trip guy.
Exactly.
And he says, do you think your wife could throw it up here to us? And I said, sure. So I call my wife. My wife doesn't answer her phone because she walks around the house trying to ignore me with headphones on all the time.
Understood.
So
and she's in the house.
She's in the house. I'm yelling, Shannon!
Oh my God, no.
We're cooking. It's summertime. It's DC. I'm sweating. I said, sir, I'm just going to go down and get it. On my way down is where I feel my hip dip the way it's not supposed to dip because it's precarious, right?
Do you like, feel like a pop?
I feel like, oh, that's going to hurt a little later, but I don't want to show the brawl, manly man on the roof that I'm in pain.
Did you put your hand upon your hip and then you dip?
I tried.
Yeah.
And then something popped. So at that point, I said, fine. I stumbled. I like stumbled through the window down to the floor, get the piece. I throw it up to him because I don't need to see anything else.
Right.
And then I get back down. When it hits me is hours later. When I'm at work, Saturday, right? Coming into work, trying to slay the dragon. A big meeting. We're dealing with a consultant from ESPN, working on upping our game here, which is always great. You want to work on a weekend. And they came down from New York. So we're all sitting down, and they're like, are you okay? I was like, I'm just going to stand. You know when you got to pretend you got to stand?
Oh, my God. Your back really goes out.
Right.
And I think you're like the thing. I mean, when your back goes out, people that have never had back problems don't understand that you're in a situation like I remember for me when it was really bad, when it was ER bad, where I'd have to go. The only way I could get comfortable would be to suspend myself from the stairs in the Manassas house. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Remember those steep stairs.
Yeah.
And to just take and suspend my body, my back.
Correct.
To find a little bit of relief. It's the worst. It's horrible.
This meeting started at 1 p.m. at 1 p.m., we're in the conference room. Really productive meeting. Ask me what time this meeting ended of me making excuses to stand up and walk around the conference room a zillion times. Ask me.
Ask him.
5 o'clock.
This meeting ended at 9:30 p.m.
Oh.
And your back's on fire.
Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm going back.
Did you get a chance to go into another room and lie down at all, or lie out flat?
I did. When they said let's take a break for lunch, I took a break on the couch in one of the offices.
You should have tried Mike's trick of hanging in the rafters.
But isn't it?
Hello, there we are. Yes, I'm feeling better. Did you get your cable after all this?
Oh yeah, I'm up and down. I can. It's great.
It's rocking.
It's great. But it's impossible to, can you say this on air? B*** off when you're in pain.
No, you can't say that.
So I haven't been able to do that. So there's that.
That's well,
that.
You got download speed. What's the download speed on your lower spine?
We got to get a new coaxial, new fiber in there. We're going to work on that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You and I both
we'll
are
get there. We'll get there. This isn't even a weight thing anymore. It's just sheer structure.
Yeah.
No. For me, it's like twisting around, you know, and try to avoid those elderly falls. That's all I can say about my back. We'll take a break. It's a Sound Town. We've got some time for Sound Town
today,
right?
Yes, we've got great stuff today.
Great Town of Sound coming up.
Hey, ladies, that's Twitch.
And that handsome devil is a motto. And we're back with more TMOS True or False.
Oh, my goodness. The character of Polly Christine is played by renowned British actor Jude Law.
Hey, that's friggin' unbelievable.
As a child, Ponyboy Matt Bloom appeared on Sesame Street in an episode where he was taught to count by a Muppet.
That's right. And that's all.
Trip Affleck single-handedly beat Bobby Flay in a cooking competition by preparing a bowl of cereal, buttered toast, and a glass of iced water.
Correctamundo.
You save when you shop online at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the fact, Jack!
Have your purchases shipped to your door or pick them up at the store.
Click that banner and buy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Legacy Box, the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. The Legacy Box team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in the USA. Did you know that magnetic tape, like VHS and camcorder tape, was only made to last 10 to 20 years? Did you know that? Digitizing your old media keeps it safe forever. The time to act is now, because Legacy Box is running a $9 tape sale. Regularly $27 to $30. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 50s because I'm old. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now you too can relax knowing your irreplaceable moments can be viewed, shared, and passed on for future generations with Legacy Box. Your memories are meant to be relived, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. Convert your tapes to digital so you can take them anywhere safely. For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. At this special price, there's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's legacybox.com/TMOS to unlock this podcast first offer. And we love Legacy Box, and we're happy to have them as an advertiser.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Big announcement today. Ooh. And normally I wouldn't bring it up because I know that you will probably make a bad face, but Oscar might enjoy the backstory on it.
Okay.
They announced that in October 28th, they're going to release the first ever total remix of the Beatles album Revolver. Now, up till now, this has been an impossibility because Revolver was recorded on 4-track tape.
Who cares?
No, but listen to this, Oscar. Okay. Stay with me.
Sorry.
The drums and the bass are oftentimes, and some guitar, on the same track. There was no way to split it up and remix it. They used the technology that Peter Jackson invented for the Get Back movie that they just did from Wingnut Pictures to actually demix the instruments. And this is technology that only exists to Peter Jackson.
What does this do for us?
It just sounds amazing. You can really hear it. Mike, I thought you'd appreciate this. What? Go ahead. I'm ready.
No, it's always the Beatles.
When's the last time I brought up the Beatles on the show?
Beatles.
This is a big announcement.
I wouldn't go with the last time. I would go with the total Paul McCartney Beatles stuff. Well, that it's just on and on, and I'm not trying to be a bad co-host.
Right.
I haven't been sharing the Quan with Rob today, except on the Dominica, which I gave him lots of credit.
I knew this. I'm curious. Yes.
This is, look, I watched the Elvis movie because of you.
Right.
I thought it was compelling.
Right.
You were right. It's a great film. Loved it. I love it.
Yeah, Elvis movie was great.
When you bring us the layers of a real recording that you don't get to hear.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is this a reverse of that?
I don't know what you're saying. Let me
because when
say,
you when you said Phil Spector had all the layers.
Yeah, they're
right?
breaking it down.
Yes.
Yeah, so because of that, the national emergency
has been invoked. Has been invoked.
What are you doing, Mike? Jesus Christ.
It's alarming.
You just want strokes on air.
I don't want the Beatles.
That's not a stroke. That was a swallowed fly.
It was?
What do they do? They're releasing something.
Yeah,
like it sounds
they're
better.
They're putting out
something that was released 1,000 years ago, and then they are.
It's arguably one of the greatest rock records ever put out.
How does this affect? So you're saying for
up till now they did not have isolated tracks of the instrumentation.
I'm asking you this.
Okay.
If we had this type of show,
right,
and we didn't have a multi-track,
right,
would this technology split all the tracks?
It could, yes. But Peter Jackson is keeping it to himself. He only loaned it. Because he's a big Beatles fan. He invented this technology.
That's what I want to hear.
So, Mike, just
coming
for
the health sector.
One, two, three, four.
I just smelled the beat.
One, two.
Oh, it's the beat.
Yeah. The drums are so crisp. They released one song from this, and they're teasing it, and it's going to be fantastic. So it's actually not just the Beatles. Think of it as a step forward in recording technology that you can split tracks that had never been split before. Exactly the reaction I was hoping for.
Mm.
The Beatles make me sleepy.
Yeah. Thanks, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon.
Out of due respect, I will not say a word.
I wasn't expecting that.
All right. Choose your moment, Shannon.
My God.
It was a huge release. It came out just before Showtime today. So there's that. You can order advance through the TMOS Shopping Center.
Yeah, thank you.
As I already have.
We'll take that. Thank you.
All right. Mike, 2.7 million views on TikTok. It's the cat that says hello.
Oh. Hello.
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 I'll take that.
2.7
it's
million.
It's a little
cats
cat.
Are fun.
Yeah.
It's a little cat.
And Mike, now my favorite thing to say during Santa. Meanwhile, in Florida.
Oh, yes.
A school bus lost a tire. And they actually have, you know, oftentimes they have cameras, surveillance cameras on school buses now. Mm-hmm. This is what it sounded like when the tire fell off the school bus. No one was hurt. But this is what happened when the tire fell off the school bus and some reactions to it on Florida school bus.
Absolutely, she was frightened. She was panicking. It could have been a major accident when a wheel come off of any vehicle.
Yeah, you want to make sure the wheels are tight, which reminded me of this old song.
Terrifying.
The wheels on the bus go all through the town.
See, I'm back. It's funny you play this kitty song with the wheel falling off.
There is an amusement park called Carowinds. It's in the Carolinas. And
what's it called?
The Carowinds. 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 It's an old amusement park. And a guy had never ridden a roller coaster before. And his friend said, get on the roller coaster. You'll be fine.
You're locked in. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
That's real panic. That's not fake. You can hear him in the distance, I think, as he's going farther away. Didn't you say yesterday that when somebody barfs on one of those rides there, they have to cycle it through?
Well, that's how they dried it. I mean, because they sprayed it down with... They hosed it, then they sanitized it, then they ran five cycles to make sure the seat was dry. And, Mike, that's called a protein spill when that happens.
A protein spill. So disgusting. And, so nasty. I contributed to one of those at Disney.
I want to close with this that has nothing to do with the Beatles. It's a young man who was interviewed about one of his favorite things in the world, Mike. It's corn. This little boy.
Oh, this is everywhere. I love this.
Loves corn.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn is real, it tasted good. I love corn. Mmm, corn. I hope you really have a corn-tastic day.
A corn-tastic day?
It's corn. It's awesome.
He likes corn.
No, it's not corn. It's cone.
Cone.
I really like cone.
What do you
cone?
I like corn and the Beatles.
I like when the kid says, ever since I was told the corn was real. It's like, corn. What else would it be?
Cone.
Cone. Hey,
congratulations, listeners, for about 1,100 followers on TikTok. You blasted by our necessity of 1,000, we are very, very happy about that. So thank you for your support, and look for us streaming live on TikTok as soon as Pony figures out how to do it. Is that where we are with that? Or you can do it on your phone. What was he saying?
TBD today.
Oh, TBD. Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Why think about it
before? TBD. Pony to be determined.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara. Oh, and thanks to Dominique Foxworth.
Yes.
Dominique's show is the Dominique Foxworth Show with episodes every Tuesday and Thursday during the football season. ESPN and Anscape contributor Dominique Foxworth shares his unique perspectives on football, the personality surrounding it, and just about anything else he finds interesting or thinks you might. Thanks to Fox for coming on the show.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's awful.
There's no words. No words. No words.